Ron, Ronot, he saw on the over at the Shashon, like a Lois Lukhanach, the Mishto, Yashav to Bo. Clear says, Rubi, he's a boy, the order, Shavakech, the Lois Lukhanach, the Mishto, the Mishto, Yashav to Bo. Will inherit it, will come into the land. Lo kachto, me rishis, kopriyo, adomo, ashotavi, me artecho, Shavashav, the Lois Lukhanach, the Samto, Batene. Put into a basket. Walachta la moko and she yivcha shem lekel la shakin shmo isho. Parashas Kisavoy introduces us into the mitzvah of Bikurim, the mitzvah of bringing your first fruits up to the Beis HaMikdash. And it's very interesting with the mitzvah. First of all, we first notice in the psukim that the mitzvah only is when Hashem gives you a nachal v'rishta, yashavtabo. As the Rashi says, you only chayav bikurim when you inherit the land and you conquer the land; it becomes your land. That is the mitzvah bikurim. And then the mitzvah, the Torah tells us, you should take the fruits and bring them up, the first fruits, put them into a basket. Ezra says, musal, like a basket. Well, that's interesting, the basket over here, Rabbi Yisrael. What's the emphasis a few times on this basket? What do we want with the basket? And then the Torah says that not only is that enough to bring the fruits up into the Beis HaMikdash and bring it to a Kohen, the biggest coin, the coin Godel, as the Hagdam Yonison says, Kahan Rav, Yoimah, the great coin of that time. But there's a din called Mikra Bikurim. When you come up for Mikra Bikurim, so the Torah tells us it's not only enough to bring the fruits, but you must make a kriya on the Bikurim, you call out. And that Mikra Bikurim is not enough just to say it for Anisa, for Amarta, Zokrashi, Haramos, Koil. You gotta scream it out! It has to be with a loud voice! You have to yell it out! This Mikra Bikurim, this pronouncement that you make over the Bikurim. What's this Indian of screaming it out? So Rashi says later on, Ramata Elov, you say that Sheikh Koi Koi, Rashi doesn't say on this part, you should say you're not a Kofi Toy. But you're supposed to scream it out. Yell it with you. Haram is Koi, lift your voice up. No whispers over here, by side. Get that voice going. You know this voice, this loud voice. Like at 2:30 in the morning, when you want to not wake up, or maybe you do want to wake up, everybody in the dorm, you don't whisper, you say it out loud. All right. But anyway, the Maisa, but the guy, you say it out loud. Why Dafka the loud voice, why is the Haram is called, why are they raising the decibel level? But more so, Rabbi Sai, it's very, very interesting to note, Rabbi Sai, very interesting to note that the Mikra Bikurim is very interesting. You come up and say, Baruch Hashem, like we say at the end, now I brought my first fruits to you, Hashem. I want to thank you. Hakaras HaToyv, Shkoyach, Vatoh, Hinei Beis, Pasuk Yud. I brought all my fruits from the field. You gave me. Put it in front of you. Shkoyach, thank you, Hashem. Very nice. Shkoyach. That's not what the Mikra Bikurim is. That's not what Mikra Bikurim is, Rabbi Yisrael. Not like Birkas Hamazon. By the way, Rabbi said there's a locha, after you wash and eat bread, there's Birkas Hamazon to say. And people have a different minog, the minog of the Kurdim, of the Goyim, but they don't bench afterwards. Here the minog is not knowing like that. But anyway, the Maisa, but it says over here, they're supposed to thank Hashem, very nice, thank you. No. What's Mikra Bikurim, Boisai? Hagantz Megillah. Zok the Pasuk. He says, when he's from Marty, he scream out, Arami Oivid Ovi, Yer Mitzrayimo, Yogam Sham. Here we go again. The Haggadah is back. The whole 9 yards of Boisad. Arami Oivid Ovi. Right? My Arami Oivid Ovi. Lovan wanted to destroy the nation. We went down to Mitzrayim. We were a small nation. We were afflicted. We got hard work. What's going on? He cried out to Hashem. Hashem answered our tefillas. He saw our hard work. Took us out. What are we doing? We got some Megillah. Die, die, yeh, no, die, die. Ilu, hotzi, hotzi, yonu, hotzi, yonu. What's going on over here? That's what the liquid recruited. Get off the end, just say, I brought my first fruits. So Avada, the Pashtus, that everybody says, we want to thank Hashem, as Raji says, so we're giving thanks for everything. Once we're thanking, once we're in the thankful note, you know, that gets up to speak, starts thanking everybody. Thank you, thank the janitor, thank the wife, thank this, thank that. So you're thanking everybody, so you don't want to thank Hashem for this, thank for that. Pashas also are very good. That's an emes of pshat. It's giving a lot of thanks to us. I want to thank the Kodesh Baruch for everything. But I want to say maybe another mahalach of Yisrael for this whole Pashas Bikurim. There's one other note. There's two other notes that I want to point out, and then we'll try to answer them. And Beis Hashem, hopefully, we'll all finish all this by Nates. Don't worry, you're off tonight. You're not going anywhere. Batoi nei veisi es reish bi adom ha shenasata li Hashem vi inachto lefnei Hashem alikecha vishtach aviso lefnei Hashem alikecha. So we find over here a din l'chorah that you gotta bow. You gotta prostrate yourself. The Gemara says in brochois, the Gemara says in amedal amedbeis, that vishtach avoya is prostration. Your hands and your feet all the way to the ground. All the way, totally. Why the in of frustration, bowing yourself down by the mikra bikurim bus? You don't find by other mitzvahs, even mitzvahs they come up to the base of mikra for bonus. You don't find until you bring a carbon, you go up and you bow, prostrate yourself. You don't find a din when a guy goes up to the base of mikra, shosh, go on bashana, even then it says, 3 times a year you should go up and see Hashem, right? There's a mitzvah of Shalosh Regalim. You go up to the Beis HaMikdash, you go to the thing. It doesn't say you have to bow and prostrate yourself down on the ground. You don't find it. Why would the mitzvah be Kurim? The mitzvah says, L'Hashkach HaVisav, prostrate yourself, Kne Hashem Lekech. And the last thing we want to point out, it's at the end of the parashas, V'Samachta L'Chol HaToiv. You will be happy with all the good, Hashanos L'Cho Hashem Lekech L'Visav. You'll be happy. So the Gemara learns out that he's supposed to be Kerbi Kurim in the time of Simcha. But the Pashtus is, what is this Simcha? And what is this happiness? And what's going on over here? Okay. Those are all the questions. That didn't take that long. The answers will take a little bit longer. Hope that. Let's see how we can come out. Up a little bit here. L'chor, I want to say, Givaldi, give me a soy, but it's very, 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 as we're closing in, Rabbi said, Mam is closing in. Motzi Shabbos is Lel Slichus, Rabbi said. I don't know, you know, if we understand what that means. But this Motzi Shabbos means that the reason why we say Slichus, Rabbi said, or Motzi Shabbos, is because originally the Takana was at least 4 days before. Rosh Hashanah could come out early on Thursday. It comes out early. We need at least 4 days. Why need 4 days? And that's what the still is all about. 4 days is what, just like a carbon. Like a carbon, you bring a carbon, you have to check the carbon out for 4 days, make sure there's no movement. So too, on Rosh Hashanah, we're like a carbon for Hashem, and we have to check ourselves out, we get ourselves prepared. But say, Motzi Shabbos, this Motzi Shabbos is the Haschola, the Etzem, Elul Avadi was a certain Haschola, but now with Rav Mumam is holding, Art Upper, but say, next Thursday night, the next Shavuos, every Rosh Hashanah came out, it's getting very close, Rabbi Sain. And we have to prepare ourselves, Rabbi Sain. It doesn't, like we said a few times, you can't just walk into Rosh Hashanah and expect, you know, bang, 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 kavanah, tefillah, bang, 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 you know, everything. gotta prepare. The more a person's prepared, the more a person's prepared for the din, the more a person knows the yisoidos, the more a person walks in with the right kavanas, Rabbi Yisai. If Be'ez HaShem Yisbarach, it's a gewaldig, a bigger schuss to be zeruch of a din, Rabbi Yisai. And everybody's seeing, oh, everybody says every year, okay, I'm back again another year. It was pretty easy. I walked down the, I said, we know, everybody knows in their own heart, the different yisroim that they had, different yisroim that and their own family members, and different zahar that went on the year. It could have been different. It could have been different. If a Rosh Hashanah is different, the Rosh Hashanah is different, the whole year will be different, by that. We might have this, we might have that, but certain things that we still need and we're mourning for are not with us, and that they could be with us. And things that we need for our family members, sisters, brothers, cousins, you name it, Rabbi Yisai. See, people need so much, Rabbi Yisai. The Rosh Hashanah Yikos Seivun, Yom Shem Kippur Yikos Seimun, everything. You look to the side of Tegel, Rabbi Yisai, everything is at stake. It's Mamash. Ach, I know you were sitting here with Baruch Hashem, the four guys were cracking, carrying him nuts. Geraldik, pass some more, carrying him, John, we'll crack more. Maybe some watermelon seeds to go along with it. And we'll enjoy Baruch Hashem. Can you imagine the guy was having a mishpat, Rabbi Yisai? In 1 week from now, it was a judgment on his life. Not just whether it was a parking ticket, which a guy for a $150 parking ticket, shaking, he might lose that $150! He's talking about for weeks, what is the time in court? He didn't mean it, he parked the car backwards, he wasn't looking, he's wearing different glasses, he's tightening up all different tightness in his brain. How does he get out of the $150 parking ticket? It's $150. The guy wakes up in the morning. My wallet. Give him a second, get his wallet. What was in the wallet already? $20 crumpled up like a nose tissue. It is $20. He shake it away. He might have lost his Rav-Kav. His new Rav-Kav. There's six more clicks on it. He's shaking. He might have lost his Rav-Kav. He might have lost his Rav-Kav. Life, mi yichya o mi yomus, not a Rav-Kav. The guy will be shaking, he's going to court. It's a parking ticket. You can imagine if he's going to court, chas v'sholom, it's something more serious, a tax evasion. He's shaking, it could be they'll put him away for a couple of years. Like, you imagine if he's going to court, chas v'sholom, they caught him in a very serious offense. Who knows, a boy said, someone just told me on the phone, the last guy from Japan just got back, the boy said. Just got back. The boy said, think of years, court cases. You sue him years. We heard about years ago this guy went in. Well, you remember the conditions he lived there, boy said. Imagine if you were caught, the boy said. Not any of our guys, boy said. We know how to, no. But anyway, but imagine with Chas V'Shalom court, you're going through the thing, all of a sudden a guy asked you to bring a package, a few brownies, and the mice said, they caught you, the boy said. In some foreign country. You'll be shaking your pants. They could put you away now. Who knows? In solitary confinement. Yisurim. Yom HaDin. Agodol v'anoyra. Yom HaDin. Mi yichyeh mi yomuz. Mi ba'esh. Mi ba'ez. Rabbi said, oh, for some people, Nachman Litzlan, he's a lesbian guy, young guy, newly married, 8 months, driving on the highway. He's driving on the highway, Nachman Litzlan. And a couch falls, a car swerves into him, an Arab guy swerves into him, that's it, life's over. Rahman al-Islam. Just like that, Rabbi said. You think it was Nigzad then? Rosh Hashanah Yikos Seivun, Rabbi Yom Shem Kippur Yikos Seivun. This good girl that we downed for was hit by a trap bus. Everything, Rabbi said, that happened this year, every single Rahman al-Islam, Nisa, everything with Chayim, people have relatives that Nebuchadnezzar Yisroel Yisroel, sicknesses, don't have shidduchim, divorces. Who knows what? Rosh Hashanah Yikos Seivun, Yom Shem Kippur Yikos Seivun. We have to come and prepare. Slichos gets a little in the mood. That's what Slichos is trying to think. Realize you got to knock off those aveiros. Say Hashem Hashem so many times. But say every Hashem Hashem. Ainu chizeres reikom. Guy comes in. We're going to say still in the morning, but tomorrow talk, he comes in, Mr. Hashem, we spent 6 at 7:40, he comes in, 8 o'clock, he comes in, he's got there, what's he coming in for? Just about to start Ms. Moshe. Oh, Baruch Hashem, missed it. Baruch Hashem, missed it. You missed it? you imbecile, you, what are you, foolish? You missed it? Every shame Hashem's looking at Gemara, Eina Chazeres Reikom. That means you miss one shame, Hashem, Hashem. That one could have knocked off 50 Averis. That's what's going on. It's knocking off. It's knocking off. It's knocking off. Hashem, Hashem. He walks, oh, Baruch Hashem. Coming halfway through Baruch, 8:30. Missed this also. Baruch Hashem. You crazy? Hashem, Hashem. Every shame, every time we say Hashem, Hashem. We cry for Rachem to Hashem. That's what it means. Hashem, Hashem. Koyim Achet. Achetel Rachem. You're merciful. Please, the Bershom hears it. The Chazal says, "Bris Krusa is a covenant with those words." And the Chazeres Reikom doesn't come back empty end. So what do you do, Rabbi Yisai? You come, the Slichos on time. You do anything you have. Do any get here for Slichos on time. And anyway, Chazeres Reikom. Over the mice are getting back. So that's where we have to enter the mood, Rabbi Yisai. We have to go with a big Yisrael of Rosh Hashanah. I think this parasha teaches this Yisrael. The Yisrael HaGodol from this parasha, Rabbi Yisrael, parasha Bikurim, is Mam is so matim. Fiyani has died for this one year. And that's what Kisav was always laying around this year for a different reason, the Klolos. But the Klolos are the same Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. And the Yisrael HaGodol is, Rabbi Yisrael, that a person has to learn and has to know. And has to not only know, it has to become part of his total essence. This is what Shana is all about. That we are not in control. That the Ubuntu Shana is in control of the world totally. We don't have control of anything. And everything that we have in this world, is Shaya to the Ubuntu Shana Be'etzah. We're Batul Umavutul Kabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more that we are bottom of water, the more that we're margish, that we're not mishtar to ourselves, that we don't have anything me delay, we have nothing of ourselves, it's all shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we feel that, the more happiness, the more toiv comes. Because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bia. He wants to give good. He wants to shower us with blessing. But he wants us to understand and know clearly that it's from Him, that everything comes from Him. So even though you came to the Eretz, and you worked the land, and you tilled the soil, and you, mamish, worked for hours, you had the tractors, and the cows, with plowing away, and sowing the field, and watering the field, and harvesting, you take everything up. After you inherited the land, it became your land. You came up and you make a declaration, clear to everybody, and scream it out! With all your might, he got it to you. You take it and you put it in a basket. The basket of the sons of the Rechaim HaKadosh Rebbe had a hatena. The gematria is 60. The Rama is on the 67th of Shas. The Torah is supposed to dictate how and when and everything in our lives, including the Bikurim. That we can't live a life feeling that whatever we have, whatever we do, we're in control. That we're going to get money, that we're going to get this, that we're going to get that. It's totally in ourselves and not in the British way. A common person thinks that. A common person thinks that he's in control. He's missed the boat totally. He's a koifer. A person has to believe with 100% emunah. A person has to believe in the depths of his heart that he's total bottom mevutal, that what he has is total shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's when he takes the first fruits, the heart of his labor, the most chashuv thing that he finally was able to see. After so many years of work, he sees the first fruits. He takes them up and he brings them to the Beis HaMikdash and he makes a whole declaration. You know why, Rabbi Yisrael? Because he has to ingrain and instill and make it so clear to himself that I'm not in control, that what happens in this world, the Yibarashim's running the show. And that's the whole story of Pesach Mitzrayim. What do you say? He went down to Mitzrayim. First of all, he should have been wiped off the map. Lavan had control. Lavan was a very powerful man. Yaakov Avinu, he should have destroyed us. He should have been not about a nation. And then even when we were a nation, how many we went down with? 70 lonely people. 70 individuals went down to Mitzrayim, to a land of so many multitudes. And we came down to a Mitzrayim as 70 people. And we became a massive nation. How was that child? Donor Shalom, Rand runs the show. If you would ask any nation that should be surviving today, of these statistics, you go to the professors at the university who know statistics. What are the chances of survival of the Jewish nation from Yaakov Avinu, 70 people? 0.0000000, maybe something at the end. Survival to become a nation so great, according to some sheet, is 60 bekerach achas. You know what that means, Rabbi Isai? The lady went to the hospital and she came home. How many do we have? Stanley! Well, start counting! Okay, first 10. Where are we going to put them all? Shelves in the toilet. 60. She came over to the hospital with 60 kids in one shot, Rabbi Isai. Person has twins, that's all you say. 60 kids! I can't even figure out the names! Imagine the bris! Shankov, Shmuel, Yaakov, you ran out of names! Call Stanley Jr.! 60 kids, that was the first birth! You are not going to another birth! I can't handle it! Imagine father wake up in the night! Go feed some of those kids! Opens up the fridge. 60 bottles. Who gets what? 60 kids in one shot going to one medrash. I want to take the other midrash and replace that. How is the Hashem wanting them to multiply? Mitzrayim with mom is bashing them down. 60, hundreds and thousands. 600,000 left of 200,000. It's not travel. I'll be statistics. It's crazy, replace that. What's shot? You ask them in such under such conditions, they were abused people. They were afflicted people. They had makos, they had hard work. They should walk out of there with hundreds of thousands of people. Rabbi said, not shayach. Not shayach. Yeah, if we're in control. If the Bnei Hashem's in control, mass multitudes of people, Rabbi said. The Mitzrayim saw that a woman was there, they tried to throw them the babies into the yam. The babies came out on another side. They went to the fields to give birth. And the Mitzrayim tried to get them. And the babies would go under the earth. And they would be fed under the earth because they would survive. And they would grow up drinking honey nut Cheerios. Honey nut Cheerios. They had it coming in. Without Reb Eli Eisenbach ordering. They had it flowing in. Honey was coming in. Honey and milk was coming in. The kids were left in the fields because they couldn't come home. They'd be killed. They grew up themselves under the earth drinking honey and milk. And other delicacies. And they came and they grew up and they walked into the house at 6, 7 years old. Big kids who grown up by themselves. It's not shaykh. Yeah, it's not shaykh. Our koiches, our human koiches, our the human strength, the human body, the physical human mehalach achayim. Not Shia, zero, FS, no chance of survival. But we survive in multitudes. But not only that, by Nitzakal Hashem, by Yahshon Yenim, Zalan Zachatzenu, they mamish beat us up. They tortured us. And we came out, and Hashem took us out with miracles upon miracles, changing of the nature. What did he show? That the British control of the world, we don't have any control. And he brought us this plant to this land. They also bring us to this country. Bring us to Eretz Israel. Conquering all the Malachim. Nisim upon Nisim upon Nisim upon Nisim. showing once and for all, once and for all and always, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in control of the world. So what is this prayer? What do we have to scream it out for? You know why? It has to become so ingrained. The koil is ma'oireh, as the Mefarshim write. It's ma'oireh inside, deep inside of us. That it's not our koichos. That even if it looks to the naked eye, that I planted, and I reaped, and I worked, and I did everything to produce this fruit. I know that everything that I have, every single thing that I have in this world is yours, Hashem. You put it in front of Hashem, and now comes the punchline. Vishtachavisa. Mevatel yourself totally. Bow in prostration. Showing that nothing is mine. It's all yours, Hashem. You know what that brings, Abayisai? V'samachta b'chol ha'toy. Once we come to that realization, once we understand it properly, once we get deep inside ingrained, and we do a maisa to show that we realize that we are not in control. Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the show totally from one thing to the next, Rabbi Yisrael. Once you make that yisamachta, now you can be happy with all the good that Kadosh Baruch Hu bestowed tremendous good upon you. This is the seva, all the good, everything can come good, because what is Hashem? Hashem Bembas says the chinuch wants to give good. He wants to shower us with blessing. But he wants one thing. Recognize that I'm the source. Baruch, we say so many times, Rabbi said, Baruch means Hashem is the source of bracha, Rabbi said. Bracha. All the brachas, everything that we have, Rabbi said. So the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Bikurim were going to Mevatel. He went ahead and he was Misakin Tefillah. He was Misakin Tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin Tefillah, Rabbi Yisai. You know what that tells us? You know what davening is about, Rabbi Yisai? We're going to be davening and davening on Rosh Hashanah. What is davening? This medrash is an eye-opener. What's davening all about? You know what davening is all about, Rabbi Yisai? Davening is really one purpose. All the davening and davening. What's davening, Rabbi Yisai? To come to a clarity, to come to a recognition, to come to a deep understanding that everything is by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rifo'enu, Baruch Aleinu, everything we ask, what are we saying? You give it, Hashem. You give us health, prosperity, good life. Baruch Hashem, you can give it. I can have the nicest car. I can have the nicest house. I think I can have it. The next year it will all be taken away. They took it away, his house, of his son. Gone, foreclosure. He was a rich man. The next day he's gone the next year. How many people do we know, Rabbi Yisrael? It's not any stump, you know, okay, very nice shmooze rabbi. We know people in our neighborhoods, very wealthy individuals, massive individuals, foreclosure on their homes. They don't have money anymore to give. They're running from the government. Who knows what? All of a sudden, Rabbi Yisrael. In one moment, everything was taken away. What was that name of that company? Capital, what was that thing? On Friday they were worth, Francis, on Friday, what was it called?
Deer Stearns?
Deer and Stearns. On Friday they were worth like some $100 million. More maybe, $10 billion, who knows how much. And on Friday, on Monday morning, they were worth bare $15 million. Firstly, we look at, okay, not bad, $15 million. Now, a person that lost millions of bills, who knows how many millions of dollars. $15 million, he's a pauper in his eyes right now. For the amount of money that he had, hundreds and hundreds of millions he was worth on Friday, Monday morning, he's worth $15 million. It's lo yu'umin of Yisrael. But that's the yisoid of Yisrael. You have to realize that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who's constantly blessing, constantly giving, constantly in control, constantly being noising. And that's what Bikurim is all about. And Hashem, Moshe Ben Sura is being mevatel, he misakin tefillah, says the Medrash. That we should go and daven and realize everything from the beginning at the choinei lot of das. Then you can wake up one morning, chas v'sholoi. I just saw in the book of Rav Gifta, in the last day, they went to interview the The Munkacher Rebbe. The Munkacher Rebbe was a Talmuder of Gifta. Was a Talmuder of Gifta. And the Munkacher Rebbe, the Rebbe Spiro, who wrote the book, went to interview him. And find whatever, the whole story, how he came to him, whatever, until he got him, until he was had to go out. But Kitsi, he finally got to him, and he said, I want to tell you one story. It was the beginning of this man, the last man, Rav Gifta was saying, Shir, we learned Yevamis, and Rav Gifta had a kasha on the rush, and he was trying to figure out how to answer the rush. And already, his koyach of his brain wasn't working as it used to be working. And he couldn't figure it out anymore, and he couldn't attach, he couldn't connect things anymore. And he said to the tzibur, a voice on Nitzarah and Yedem Minut, use out every minute, because at one time you never know when your functions, when your bodily functions will not work like you want them to work again. You know people who were, Rahman al-Tan, who lost their minds. We know people that were taka, very, very smart individuals, tamadich, whatever it is, or for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away. You never know, he said. It's a different shmooze, but the soid was that a person could be in control one day of his mind, the next day he doesn't have a mind anymore. Some of these diseases that come upon people, very intellectual people, but they can't remember their name anymore. They don't know who they are anymore. Because the Kodesh Baruch gives das. And even a person has das, sometimes he has to figure out an intricate thing. Sometimes he has to do something, and sometimes he does something, and he thinks to himself, that was so foolish. How did I think to do such a thing? It was so crazy. Why would I think to do? You know why? Because your das is not, you're not in control of your das. Who gives you das? Not the choynei lavim das. Sometimes a person thinks the most crazy, most yad tishmaya, the davening. We have to daven for the foolish. Because we go to the biggest doctor, boy said. You have people went to doctors, they came back, they cut off the wrong foot. The doctor was supposed to amputate the left leg. The guy walked down without his right leg, and his left leg's still hurting. Now he got no legs! Why? Because the doctor made a small mistake. The story when the doctor left, he did an impact, the guy's stomach was hurting. Didn't know what it was, he had an operation on his stomach. Came out, the doctor left the scissors inside. Oops! Don't move too much. Scalpel, please. Maybe you should take some medicine, it'll come out the other way. Scalpel, please. He left it inside, what they said. Doctors make mistakes, what they said. For prosperity, the Bezak. Guy make business deals, he's all humpy-dory. He's not making a lot of money. 2 years down, one bad business deal, the Bezak. Everything's gone. He was making millions. Now he's running. He can't even pay. Tayyip Shabbos comes to his house every Shabbos. Oh, it's fun. Well, Elena, this guy was making millions. What happened? We have to come on to the Baruch Hashem at every step of our lives. And we have to realize that only He is the one giving it. If we think that we are in control, we're missing, we lost the boat, and Sefer Shel Dava is not going to continue to exist. And that's the Samach, the B'chol HaToyi, because Baruch Hu wants to bless us, bench us, with tremendous prosperity. He just needs one thing, Yishtach Avisa, realize it comes from Him. That develops our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We always need to come on to Him, Rabbosai. We need to come on to Him. Everybody knows the famous Vort, the snake, Rabbosai, was given a klala after he did a terrible. What was his klala? You gotta eat dirt, Rabbosai. Dirt. Offer toich l'kol yumeichayim. The Maisa tastes better than arf. No. The Maisa, for the Maisa, what do you mean you have to eat dirt? So Maisa, snake enjoys dirt, but Hashem didn't make it not tasty for him. Offer Yochel Kol Yumeichayav, the Chora, he has a big bracha. Wherever the snake goes, he has food. Wherever he goes, can you imagine, Rabbi, at every interval of this place, he has a play machine free, he has corn chips, You walk a little further, another machine, cake machine, boom, nice cheese Danish. Go down, there's sushi, a sushi bar. Mamash, everywhere you go, there's food, food, food. It's gavaldik. What's the klala? Like the before, you know what the klala is? He has no relation with HaKadosh Baruch. Wherever he goes, we have to come on to ask HaKadosh Baruch for our food. We want, because Hashem wants a relationship with us. But he wants one thing! One thing, and that's one thing. Recognize that the Ibn Hashem is in control. He's running the world. And through him, everything's going to come out. Not through our activities. We make ishtadlis, mechuyev. But we have to realize whatever ishtadlis I do, in any area of life, shidukim, parnasa, I'll make ishtadlis, but she's Ibn Hashem in control. This is the yisoid of Nikud. That's why you gotta scream it out. You can't whisper it. It has to come from your etzim being. It has to come with a cold rum. And it has to come with a shtachavisam. Go and prostrate yourself. Show the Ibn Hashem that you realize it. If that's true all year, Rabbi Yisrael, the tefillah is the takona for it. It takes over Bikurim, that in every step of our tefillah, that's what we're doing, more recognition, more understanding, that we have to come on to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only you. How much more so was that than Rosh Hashanah itself? So Chazal, you want to know a segula? Do you have a good din, Rabbi Yisrael? A segula? Everybody in this generation wants a segula. If you want a good din this year, boys, take a banana peel, tie it around your left pinky toenail, and wrap it around your big toe, and then put your socks on, and you'll have banana socks, and maybe have a good year. Red strings, people are wearing all over red strings. I don't know if it's true or not. Red strings, blue strings. I don't know if it's true, Rabbi Yisrael. Some guy said every time he went to a mukkah, he put on a red string, he found the shidduch. But that was also because afterwards he was there. But anyway, but Lamaisa, the red string, and do this, and do that, stand on your head. And I don't know. I know what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, I have a skula, beduka, to be zeichah, bedin, on Rosh Hashanah. All the seriousness of din, Rabbi Yisrael. How scary it is. How frightening it is. And we said how a person would be scared out of his wits if he had a court case for a car ticket, a parking ticket, $10 parking ticket, he'd be nervous going for that judge, who maybe doesn't know how to count to 10, and you're afraid to go in front of that judge, some judge outside, and you've got a parking ticket somewhere on the highway, somewhere out there, and you're scared, sheriff came over to you and pulled you over, and you have to go out to some court in upstate New York, some guy with long mustache, twirly mustache. His IQ is about 57, and he's sitting there, and your mom is shaking, going in front of him with that parking, speeding ticket. Mom is so nervous, she's shaking over there in front of that manly judge, who might say, he's half drunk himself, and he's trying to get you on a drunken ticket. Come on, judge, put away the J&B. We gotta deal the case. I'll be out in a second. He jumps out there, half drunk. And you have mamish pachad, from the drunken judge. And here you're going from the din of Yisrael, from the melech, machem, lochem, for life and for everything. What's the school of the Gemara said? Was it Kama school? One school that we to work on it. While we're down this week is the school of the Gemara says, Om Rav Yitzchok, the Zayin and the Beis, the Rosh Hashanah, Om Rav Yitzchok, Kol Shana, Shev Rosh, Betchilasa, is Hashem's Besef. Any year that's Rosh Betchilasa, Misasheres B'Soifa. What does that mean? So Rashi, Sha'odom Oisa Atma Kirosh. A person makes himself like an Oni, a Mavakish B'Pesach, like a person that's Mavakish B'Pesach, like an Oni, like a beggar. You go on Rosh Hashanah, you come into Rosh Hashanah feeling like a beggar. The person say, you know what a beggar is? You know, we should never know what a beggar is, Rabbi Yisrael. A guy you see sometimes in the streets, a true beggar. Guys, they can't, whatever it is, they can't put it together, they can't make money, and they don't have bread, they don't have food, they have nothing. They go around, you have an apple, you have a pear, a potato, you have a banana peel, take off your socks, you have something, the guy wants you to drink some water, beggar on the street, we have to make ourselves on pay on Rosh Hashanah, says Rabbi Yitzchak, like an ani amavakish bapezah shemedaver tachnunim. So to Gemara, if a person could make himself like that ani, this Hashem is besoifa, he guaranteed a good year. Effective or not. What's the pshat of Gemara? What do you mean make yourself like an ani? How can you make yourself like an ani? I have 75 Brooks Brothers shirts. Baruch Hashem. I got beautiful shoes, $350 shoes. My suits. My house. My car when I get back from Bein Hazmanim. I got my car waiting for him. I got every. What do you mean? Only I'm a Vagish Bataza. Zokta Granat, Pshat. Unbelievable. It's partial. You know why we're an Ani of Aksh Pesach of Pesach? Because it's so simple. This is a new year. We're going into a new year. Tov Shin Ayin Dimel is coming up now. A new year. A new year, the slates are clean from last year. In most people's minds, they're walking into Rosh Hashanah and says, Yibarish Alaylam! You're great, Yibarish. I love you, man. I love you, G-D, I love you. I, Baruch Hashem, have a beautiful Mazda Shesh. I have a nice Mazda in my house. My parents got me for my 15th birthday. They thought, you know, what does a kid get his 15th birthday? I got an Xbox 360 with 75 controls. I can play 6 games at once. I got everything. This year, I want something more. You know what? Maybe get me the upgraded Xbox. You don't even have to touch the button. You sneeze and the thing moves. You don't have to move, you twitch your nose, you just sit there. It's too much work to press the buttons, get tired. You just, you know, move it, your eyeball, twitch with your eyeball, the thing moves. You know, something like a Wii. You don't have to move so much. You just like, move your nose a little bit and everything goes into it. Get me one of those this year. I have the other then. I have that Mazda 6. I want the upgraded Mazda 10. And you go to sleep, you press a button. Destination arrived. You wake up, all charged, sensors all over the car, and the new one coming out with that. You just press a button, and if it's dark outside, take off your clothes and showers you. A hand comes out of the wheel and rubs your body with soap, nice ivory soap. Let's hope the hand is a male hand. But anyway. I want the upgraded version. And in my house, we don't have enough bathrooms. It's only 6. And there's 5, and there's 6 people in the house. I need a bathroom to choose to not to go to. I don't want my private bathroom. I want a bathroom not to go to. My parents should be zocheh this year to be able to add another 6 floors onto our house. Hotel Berkowitz. Elevator, please, Rebbe. This year, let's just put that elevator in already. Send me up to the 100th floor of my house. I want to see Mars in my new telescope. And maybe my father could get that spaceship that we can go on a vacation on the moon this year. All aboard to Saturn. Maybe, just maybe this year. Dr. Granada, you have a choice. What's going on in Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, there's no more chazakas. What you had till now, even down and upon the expression to your smelly sock. That smelly sock, there's no chazak you're going to have it this year. I don't know if you want to have it, but there's no chazak if you will have it. Nothing that you had last year is yours anymore. When it comes that last day of Rosh Hashanah, everything is arup. This year, Rosh Hashanah, I have to get everything back from the beginning with us. That's what happens on Rosh Hashanah. Whatever is declared, whatever you had, whatever you had in your house, 17 suits, it can all be gone this year. It doesn't mean that you had it last year, you had it this year. The Haraya looked to so many people that had money, that had who knows what, and it's gone. Why? Because every day Rosh Hashanah is a new decree on what are you going to have from the beginning to the end. So the person's ma'arvish that. He walks into Rosh Hashanah like an ani. Pashut a beggar, what do I have? I have nothing! It's you, Rabbi Shalom, I have to come on to you! For my most pashut needs! To be sane! To have money! To have life! That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about! It's a reawakening that everything we have, we will have, everything's going to be decided by the Rebbeinu Shalom. And every day, it's decided if we're zeicher that even it was declared, are we zeicher to get that prize? That's what the Tefillah is a hemshich. But we have to realize, Rabbi, throughout our years, throughout our life, we only have to come on to Him. It's all in Him, everything that we have. We can't think that with anything's in our power. Once we think that, we're in sakana, big sakana. Because Rosh Hashanah says, you think you're in control? Forget about it. I remember I was on my way leaving the yeshiva this past Ben Hazman, and I was going to the airport. And, you know, I'll be a chacham, I'll daven, I'll leave a little bit later. Never my machshav as well, I'll leave a little later. And I have no problem to get to the airport. You know, we're amazing. We have plenty of time. My flight was at 8 o'clock. We'll leave at 6 o'clock, exactly. I'm not going to leave 5:30. So, you know, we'll leave at 6, plenty of time. We'll get there an hour and a half, an hour before the airport. And the guy's trying to attend them on the way to the airport. I'm on the tender, all of a sudden he's shaking. Mamish. He looked like some guys in Kings. He was shaking so much. What was going on? The wheel, he couldn't, trying to hold onto the wheel, the strap on the conveyor, whatever the belt, whatever it is, ripped, torn, and he had to pull over to the side. My flight, he got there, the flight was for 8:05. He pulled over on the side of the road at 6:30 already. 6:30, we were about 20 minutes from the airport, 6:30 of us. He looks on the thing, he says, oh, it's only the belt ripped, it's easy to fix. Oh, Rosh Hashanah, said, but I don't know how to fix it, he said. So he's calling and calling and calling. I'm saying, now it's Fila Kamas. He's like, President, you know, a regular trip to the airport, what could be wrong? You'll hire a van, pay good money, no problem, you'll be on the flight. No. Bereshim doesn't want, doesn't go so easy. Then I started to cry out, Bereshim, you're in control. Next time I'll leave earlier. Don't worry, I'm not in control over here. I was crying out, but that by the skin of my teeth, Amamish, with sweat, I made it. Amamish dragged down to the cab, so we got it. We almost missed the whole flight, but it's like, Bereshit was controlling, pushing a ride to the airport. What could go wrong? So Bereshit had scissors, snap goes the conveyor belt. Zehu's there. The person has plans. I'm going to get here, I'm going to go there. No, sorry, you have to get to a certain place, to get to the airport, no problem. Traffic, held up. And once I was in England, I left 5 hours before the flight to get to Gatwick, wherever it was. I missed my flight. Traffic, got lost. The Bereshit doesn't want, he's in control of it. When it says, we learned the brachas, you're going on the road, Himolech b'koinech. Ask Hashem for shoes. They ask for shoes? I got my car! Just filled it up with gas! I mean, we full tank, fully loaded car, no problems! Next thing you see the guy on the side of the road for 17 hours. Couldn't flag down anybody. His car fell apart. The new model of the Mazda fell apart. The shower cap broke. Started squirting all over, he couldn't see anything. What happened? Bereshit made a twist like that, everybody said. I was here before the Ben Hazman, but we got the first Ben Hazman. I'm gung ho to go. I was Motzi Shabbos, I got a call. I made one log, everybody saw me. I made one move, and when I got off my chair, my back was out for 2 weeks, everybody said. One move, I didn't do anything like I meant it. Did. One small move, I don't know why I moved. First, I made it that, boom, the back is out. What do you mean? Barbells. He's working out, he's jogging, he's all in good shape. Next week, call the chiropractor. What happened? My back is out. What do you mean your back is out? You work out every day, you have a private trainer. Come on! Rocky! Come on, look at those biceps! What do you mean your back is out? Persham said your back is gonna be out. I don't care how many times you train. Your back is gonna be out! I don't care who you go to. You're gonna have back pain. Why? Because you thought 700, 800, 900, you thought you work out. Bodybuilder. Bodybuilder. I once had, there was a big sign in one of these shops. I was talking to a guy, he said, you can't believe. I said, what happened? He said, this guy, he was 90, what happened to him? He died of a heart attack on the spot. What do you mean? What, this guy, the guy, he said, I can't believe this guy. He had the prime of his life. Oh, mama, she was the most powerful guy I ever met. Boom. One day, didn't wake up. With all his bodybuilding, his biceps. Gershon decided, how can we not put ourselves in the right mindset of this? That these days are coming. The days are coming for the big judgment day. Was everything's going to be decided. We have to work on it. Very stark of this. These days, this is the school of us. If we do it, the Gemara guarantees a successful year to work on these days in our tefillahs, to realize it comes from the Baruch Hu, to realize that everything we have comes from the Baruch Hu, the Swazeh, that we work on Shkol Shana Shirashu, we make ourselves like an Ani. And a person knows, he can't Hashem, oh, I'll make myself like an Ani. You can't fake it. You gotta feel it. Hashem, when Ani cries, bitter tears, to get some food, he cries bitter tears, and Hashem Satz Locha. If we cry, if we work on it, to have that real hargosha that we're like an Ani, a burnished on everything, I have nothing but what you're going to give me. And Be'ezah Hashem Yitzvarach will be zeichel that this year, Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Ayin Gimel, Rabbeisai, will be a great year, Tiyah Shnas Idun Godol, the great Idun, the murder of Idun, will zeichel Be'ezah Hashem to the day of Gan Eden, will zeichel to Mashiach Zekeno, will zeichel to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, B'mehov Yomeno Amin. Amen.